back from. Then she's coming back for good.
Yeah.
Good. We'll just take a walk and then we can go back to Kursana.
Did you set up a schedule for Darshan?
Not today, no. It's a Sankirtan day anyway, but no, I haven't talked it over. I should talk it over with Paramananda, I suppose.
Some devotee.
We could do what we were suggesting yesterday, but it turns things out to be late. Like if you go and take prasadam, and then I go and take prasadam, and then we meet, that means we start meeting, it'll be like 8:30. And if we, usually those darshans are 45 minutes, so they wouldn't be over till 9:15. It's rather late to start. You have an idea?
Another? Well, some devotees said that you used to do it like for lunchtime, because most of the devotees don't go take lunch anymore. They just go take a fast.
Go,
so they could.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
It's not just the kids, I think they take lunch, because it's such a big breakfast, so they don't take lunch anymore. So we could go down some hour around lunchtime.
Yeah? Yeah, we used to have a Bhagavad Gita class. It was nice.
Yeah, they say it was very enlivening because it breaks up the day. And we got to see you twice during the day.
Yeah, maybe we can do that. That sounds nice. Tomorrow's Sunday.
But you're not going to do it on the weekend when that happens.
Maybe not. Then devotees would feel, oh, we went on Sankirtan. We
didn't get from Kurbani. Maybe. Oh. Would you like to hear?
To you, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't open it yet?
No, I can read it to you if you want.
I just hope it says he's coming back soon.
Yeah, I was going to write to him and inquire about different things. But then he gives me an opportunity to write to him.
Did you get that second tape of the biography? Read it.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. So are you.
Srila Gurupad.
Srila Gurupad. How are you and your servant, Srila Gurupad, garden? I just want to drop you a note to ask you.
He made a mistake. So how are you and your serve? He meant service, huh?
Yeah, service in Srila Gurupad's garden. I just wanted to drop you a note to ask you to plant spinach. I just did the plant spinach.
He's thinking of the garden.
Yeah.
Variety.
Cole Registan, this is what I found. These seeds I just planted. These seeds, too. On planter plate 12 or 13, I think AU stand, maybe I'll put a little more. This planter is drop seeds, so if you put different numbers, drop so many seeds every inch or so.
Right.
I use number 10, so you want number 12. Drop more seeds this way.
Uh-huh.
If you ever have any trouble with the planter, ask Ishwar
about it.
We need some planting now and again in 2 weeks, so I planted some now and I was planning to put some more in a week, but I'll do it in 2 weeks. Plant about 10 rows now. Rows,
not to be confused with beds.
Yeah,
rows,
so
not beds.
I did 2, 4, 6. I did 10 rows.
Huh.
Well, I guess it's 10 following
rows, that's what he asked.
Yeah, and 10 again at the end of September. I'll give you a call this weekend in the evening if you have any questions. So I'll ask him when he's coming back.
Yeah, tell him that I saw the letter too, and my question is,
when is he coming back?
And tell him that the answer should be very soon.
Yeah, right.
That we're missing him.
Okay.
He hasn't even seen Lalita Vishaka. He should come.
Yeah. I'll tell him how nice they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gurukul is, shorthanded.
Yeah.
And our score up on that board is really low.
What?
Score was kind of stuck because if the ashram teachers can go, I guess, but the boys would be, or the boys could go out with us.
There's only three men, right? You, Haridas, and Burijan.
Yes.
I spoke with Burijan yesterday that I realized that no one could go out except Haridas, and even Haridas going out was. But then you have to. But still, you're not exempt. You have to think. Purujan made a joke, sell the children. It didn't have much sense to it. But maybe, aside from joking, there's some way that you can still, I don't know, make the money. Or maybe Haridas can be, you can just arrange him that he gets paintings and does, maybe he can do the whole quota himself.
I think he's feeling some pressure. I mean, some, he's a little, was a little unhappy though, Dan.
Well, he was all confused that he thought because he's going out and others aren't, that that whole question he put to me, that he started it by saying, I'm envious. So I told him, don't be envious. Mm. He's going out, but he can't expect you to go out. And Burijan, we have to maintain some taking care of the boys. But I don't know, maybe some way you can do it.
Did you like the idea of, at least for, it wouldn't be much money, but it would be a spirit of it, taking the boys on a high arm like it's Saturdays.
Mm.
They can't collect much, but they do do try.
Yeah.
Dollars each.
That was nice. That, no, they shouldn't. They shouldn't feel that they have to do it, unless they can. Where are your neck beads? These were up.
They
How long ago? 2 weeks ago?
Last Sunday.
Oh, a whole week you've gone without them. What if you fell off a log and were about to die with no neck beads? You should have them. Ask Mandaleswar to get you some. Oh, good. Nice. Ramchandra, you went to New Vrindavan. You saw that sculpture of Ajamil. Yeah, beautiful sculpture piece in miniature. And then they're going to do a big of four Vishnu Dutas flying, or three of them flying in their weapons, and just like the painting. But it's such a work of art. Wonderful. And the horrible-looking Yamadutas. That Bhagavadananda, a great artist.
I heard of the painting in the restaurant, Mother Yasoda, running to Krishna running to...
Yeah.
Montreal devotees are very impressed.
Yeah, it's just
beautiful.
Where
were
the boys that
I made? Help make it? Yeah, that just shows you work and work over the years, and you bring something to a high stage of making a beautiful offering to Krishna, and people will become attracted. Nobody can look at that painting and think, oh, whoever painted this, he's a foolish person. And they're forced to admire it. Same with our farm. They come, I said, well, I have to admit, these people are taking good care of their land. They're using it very nicely. Even if I don't agree with them, their religion, I have to agree that they're good. So that's making favorable preaching right there. Doing something nice, so nice that they have to admit it. I've got some letters. You can get them from my secretary. You can pin them up in the Gurukul from the boys there, Balaram and Kunja Bihari, the boy from Vancouver, and another boy, Baladev, who's from Lake Hunting. They're like mailgrams, or what do you call them? Aerograms. If you like, you can get my answers too, carbon copy. Keep a little Vrindavan Gurukul consciousness here. It's nice that the younger boys can think, yes, I'll be going there when I grow up.
We hope to ask you to come to the at least the downstairs ashram has been changed since Kali Krishnapur left. It's been cleaned up, so reorganized, you might say, and now we have an altar.
Downstairs ashram in this building?
Yes.
Sure.
So I'd like to put in a small Vyasa Sanctuary to come in more often, and all the group of boys could come down there, and, and there's an altar. We're going to get deities from upstairs, Gornitai. There's Jagannath deities there now, and the boys have developed a more consciousness that it's Srila Gurupath's ashram, not just the school ashram or something.
I can come during this visit. Okay. I heard that Bhaktipati spent a couple of days a week, instead of going to class, he reads with the older boys. I was thinking I'd like to do something like that. Maybe at least once time I visit, I could go to the Mangalaratik and Prabhupada Pooj, and then maybe I can go upstairs or something and sit with those boys especially. There's about six of them now, isn't there?
Yes, Dainidhi went, you know, I guess, didn't went down for a little while.
Yeah. Maybe you can mention that to Burijan. You could do it even tomorrow, maybe. It'd be a good day.
I'll tell him that's today. Are we group on?
Oh, there you see us all.
Yeah. Is there some plan for starting a high school for the Gurukul boys?
There's a lot of talk about it. Everyone's... I was comparing it to the... like 10 years ago when... or 11, 12 years ago. How everyone just started talking a lot about there should be a Gurukul. There was no Gurukul. There was no Gurukul at all. There were just kids hanging around in the different temples. So more and more concerned devotees started saying, well, we have to have a Gurukul. And then it just started. So I was comparing it to the kind of talk that's going on now, but we have to have a high school, so many different devotees are saying. So it's going to happen, I suppose. When did Rabindra Sarup leave? Before I got back?
Yeah, he just
came in the afternoon and left tomorrow. Oh. He's going to Miami tomorrow. I was just saying that I'd like to, at least every time I visit, on one occasion, instead of going, giving the class or sitting in on somebody else's class, I would go upstairs and have a class with the Varnashram college boys. So I was even thinking tomorrow might be a good day. A lot of people will be gone. I'll go to the Prabhupada's Guru Pooj and then go upstairs. And they could come. And maybe one.
Do you know that
one of their teachers?
Do you know that Dainidhi and Jambavan went to New Vrindavan?
How long are they going to stay there? They transferred?
Well, it seemed like that, and if it works out.
So how many do we have left?
Four.
Oh, and
counting Siddha Baba, it's four.
He's not even here. That's three. And then the Paramananda's boys are not here.
Right now, right.
When will they be here?
So Saturday.
Vishwakarma is here.
Vishwakarma and Nirmal.
Yeah. Vishwakarma and Nirmal Chandra.
Did you happen to run across a Varnashrama teacher?
No, I didn't.
Because we're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Well, the talk that we were having was that, you know, they wanted the very topmost man there is, and so.
Yeah.
We were talking only a very few people, and none of them seemed possible. Talking like that, I just can't think of any chance of getting the kind of person that Paramananda and Jagadish Maharaj were insisting that we had to have. It's hard to get others to share that vision that the man they have who's already doing something important should, in their eyes, take care of a few boys. Although I could appreciate what they were saying. Maybe we should just.
I'm just saying that
somebody more.
We're gonna have to do something.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, now from what you're saying, there's only two boys.
Well, right now there's three: Nirmal, Premananda, and Vishwakarma.
Uh huh. And.
Nirmal Chandra wants to go to New Vrindavan too. He doesn't want
to. Wow. Nobody likes it here, huh?
No problem.
But the main program in New Vrindavan is the working during the day. That's what Sri Galim was telling me.
Yeah.
Although there is an ashram.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
there
there's
too.
A morning academic program.
No, he said no academic program.
Last year they had one.
Well, maybe not now. No, he was pretty emphatic. No academic program, he said.
And even in the regular Gurukula, for the boys' Gurukula, we're in heavy. It's very difficult, especially on the weekend when Haridas goes out. This Tapasya, who's basically been a Gurukula teacher for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I have to do, have to minister to the other parts of the school too. So it's, we're under a lot of pressure, especially when we have a quota that we're supposed to keep. So if Parmananda could sell wheat, maybe we could charge tuition. Our tuitions can go in for our quota. Either that, or we'll have to just send the kids home and we'll go out and collect, and that will just mess up everyone else.
Well, I'll discuss it.
Hare Krishna.